The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. I guess that's one way to phrase it. Boy, there's so much going on. It's just a deluge now. Unreal out there. Every day, it's just getting to be worse incrementally. You can sense it. I got to check one thing here. See if I've gotten this up here yet. Yeah. Okay. On the homepage, at the top of the homepage, we got a nice picture of Harry Cooper and yours truly. And it says, happy birthday to Admiral Harry Cooper. You can send any good wishes you'd like to Harry at sharkhunters@sharkhunters.com. And I think it would be a nice thing to do. So it's our salute to Harry on his birthday today. Happy birthday, Harry Cooper. Okay. All right. First hour tonight, first Friday of the month, is Madeline Gerwick. And she has sent me a rundown on what she wants to go over tonight. And all I can say is, you better be damn well prepared for the next 4 months. They're going to be hell on wheels. That's my take. And I'm going to let her fill in the blanks and tell us the big story. But nothing looks good on this side of astrology. When you factor astrology in, it seems to magnify and multiply geometrically the bad times that are about to land on all of our heads. Hello, Madeline. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back. And yes, we have some tough months ahead of us. So definitely my first message to everyone is to be prepared for the next 4 months. Now, I have tried over this year to get everyone to get their new starts done early in the year, and we did everything we could to convince people to do that. And now we are past the time when you should be starting anything new. I'm not talking about going to the store and buying a small item like your hamburger or whatever. I'm talking about this is not the time to start
making
projects.
You would have to say meat. Madeline,
well, whatever. Your crickets or whatever. So we're now into 4 months of major disruption.
Is it too late for people to go out to a Costco kind of a store and buy as much freeze-dried food that needs water and heat?
I just mean it's too late for starting big new projects or introducing new products or signing major contracts for something big, you know. It's probably too late to sell your house this year, for example. maybe you might be able to do it next Wednesday, and there would be a lot of delays with it, but disruptions with it. But that's probably the last day I could imagine that would work. So, we have 4 months of major disruptions, delays, confusion, deception, and along with that, potentially illness, low energy, that kind of thing, flu, colds, that sort of thing. And if the stock markets crash, which is a high probability, I will say that, while we're looking at food and energy shortages, then there could be a major economic repercussion from that stock market crash if that occurs. Because we're kind of in a unusual situation here, because a normal crash from a, you know, markets crashing, it would not necessarily kill the economy. You know, it might be a little distressing to the investors, but it wouldn't necessarily kill the economy. But if you have a big enough crash and you have other factors like food and gas shortages, then you're into a problematic situation. And now Europe recently experienced nearly a 50% increase in their energy prices in 1 week. And it went from 700 to 1,000 euros per megawatt hour in 1 week. And in the UK, they expect 70% of the restaurants are expecting that they'll have to close this winter due to not being able to afford heat and electricity.
Say that again, Madeline. 70% of restaurants in America are
in the UK. In the UK.
Okay, I thought you said U.S. All right. Okay.
Yes, right. In the UK, are expecting that they won't be able to pay for gas or heat and electricity, and they expect they are going to have to close this winter. So now, I don't know for certain if we're going to have the same situation in the U.S., but we have not changed our policies, so that is not helpful. And we are headed into a period where we have more inflation showing up in late October. So, you know, and of course that's right in line with heating season showing up. So I don't know, but that's a very rough period ahead of us. And now, right now at this time, we have Mars overhead conjunct the USA Uranus. Now, and that's for the July 4th chart for the U.S. Now, that's a highly volatile cycle. It can indicate unexpected events that can occur here in the U.S. Now, that's going to peak September 5th, which is Labor Day, and it's going to stay in range through September 19th. And then about a week later, we're going to have that same volatile cycle come in range from a heliocentric perspective, as though you're looking at the planets when you're on the sun. Okay, so that's not something I typically talk about, but in this case, it's relevant because both of those cycles can impact the stock markets and make them much more volatile. And this is only September, right? So that is not too good. And that heliocentric one is going to peak on October 13th. It's going to be in range the entire month of October and late September. And so there's plenty of volatility in the markets this month. And then the next 4 months are likely to have plenty of disruptions, including possibly no election. And I would give the election, midterm elections 30% chance of occurring. Probably no more than that. It's a highly disruptive lunar.
You're talking about the midterms. 30% chance, one third that the midterm elections will be held. That's what you're saying?
Yes. That's what I think.
Okay. Right?
Yeah, it's highly disruptive. It's a total lunar eclipse. There are something like 6 or 7 planets involved in this major disruption. It's a mess. And the only planets that aren't involved in it are related to fraud. So if we do have it, it'll be a friggin' mess. So, but I do want to suggest that although we're going to have plenty of disruptions, it is probable that in the long run, these disruptions will be helpful to the U.S. So I want you to keep in mind that the U.S. is undergoing its first Pluto return. This is very significant. This is the same position that Pluto was in 248 years ago when we had the Declaration of Independence declared. So now, this fall is a time when the country, based on that cycle, will have to decide whether we want to keep the Constitution or let it go to fascism and communism. So that is the big choice that is being made this fall.
Well, wait, hold on. Hold on, my dear friend. We don't have a choice. They are going to make the choice and impose it on us. We've already, in fact, been absolutely forced to accept a Bolshevik, Zionist, communist dictatorship in this country. And if you, dear friends out there, don't understand what Joe Biden said, and I've read all the reports about it. I don't want to watch that walking zombie. That is hate of America. He calls anybody who supports Donald Trump a domestic terrorist. Do you see what's going on here?
An extremist.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is a dictatorship. This country has been overthrown.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I actually agree with your assessment, but I'm just suggesting that in the next 4 months, you could have situations occur that will undo that. And so that's why I'm saying there's a lot of disruption. You might not be able to go to the grocery store sometime. This is why I keep telling people you ought to have some supplies. You might not be able to go to the grocery store. Okay, so, and I'm trying to indicate that people are going to either stand up at this time or they're going to let it go. Do you see what I'm saying?
I sure do. I honestly I think the public has been so beaten up. Our society has been so shredded. There is so much disinformation, misinformation, misdirection out there now that I don't know how any average American, and I'm not speaking down at anybody, but how any average American who looks at a flat screen and thinks that they're going to be informed about what they think news is, they haven't got a chance in hell.
They haven't got a chance. No. So, you know, the events of this fall, whatever they turn out to be, they're going to decide which way the country goes. So that's why I'm mentioning that, you know, it's likely to be highly disruptive on several fronts. So that includes economically, politically, legally, internationally, and even for things like education and health care. So I want people to pay attention to this because it's a big deal. Now, if you happen to live in a woke city, you should be prepared for military action. And the cycles of the July 4th U.S. chart have Saturn trine the U.S. Mars. And that could definitely represent military action within the United States now through mid-January. Plus, beginning September 13th, a similar cycle overhead occurs, and that's Mars trining Saturn overhead. That cycle is going to remain in range through December 14th.
Okay.
Now, that's an exceptionally long time for that cycle to be in play. It would normally last about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and instead it's going to be around for 13 weeks. Now, that should be a big heads up to everybody.
Yeah.
This is not a normal cycle. You should be prepared for things that we can't even imagine. All I can tell you is it doesn't look too good. Now,
Hold on. Where did this all come from suddenly? Now, you watch this all the time. I know you only do a real in-depth look, about a month or two in advance. But this is a very dark, from what I'm getting, a very dark and desultory 4 months coming up. Bad news.
Well, it's always been there. It's always been there.
Okay.
But you see, you can't really tell in January how bad it's going to be when you arrive at September,
right?
You know, but I've been trying to prepare people all along that, hey, you know, we're running out of time this year for new starts, for good time. You know,
yes, you have.
I've been trying to get people to pay attention, and that we're out of time. We're just plain out of time. So I do want to address the markets, because the markets could crash or they could dissolve or some of each. We actually have a number of cycles now that were in play during other major crash events. So things like the Saturn square Uranus, which is what we've been dealing with for a while now, disruptions to structures, the Mars conjunct Uranus, both of them, that's highly volatile. We also have Mars square Neptune beginning at the equinox around the 22nd of this month. That's going to last through December 9th. That's confusion regarding which action to take. It can be dissolving markets. It can also be deceptive actions that bleed the markets. And then we're going to start Mars retrograde at the end of October, and that's going to last through mid-January. And that cycle
is a long haul, too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the possibility that we could have a major market crash, and that possibility is high, and it could start this month. So from that perspective, the crash.
Happy Halloween next month. Might be happier than ever, huh? Yeah.
Might be really bad. Now, on the other hand, we do have a cycle that's associated with dissolving the markets. That's the Mars square Neptune. That's going to last from September 22nd through the December 9th. Now, that one also lasts quite a long time due to Mars retrograde, and that can dissolve markets. And if it is dissolving, then you're watching it go down a little bit every day, a little bit every day. It never gets back. It might come up, but it doesn't get to a higher high. It always gets to a lower high and a lower low. So you could have a combination of both of them, a crash and dissolving. So I'm just trying to get people to think about if they have a 401k or an IRA. Now would be a good time to go to cash. And, you know, if you don't have any gold or silver,
so you're talking about greenback cash.
Yeah.
Greenback cash. Interesting.
For about 4 months. Maybe. Okay. Yeah, till the end of January.
So stay liquid for 4 months. Why?
Yeah.
What's your reasoning?
Well,
why not invest in gold?
If the market goes down to 15,000, well, you could go into gold and silver. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You could do that.
Right.
But remember,
is the attraction? What is the attraction for staying liquid with greenbacks? What is the attraction?
Well, okay, the dollar will probably stay high in comparison to other currencies.
Okay.
The only thing to pay attention to on that is if the euro collapses, which we have to consider that possibility. But if the euro collapses, then about 2 weeks later, the U.S. dollar would collapse. So we do have to watch out for that. So you would like to have at least a fair percentage of your dollars in gold and silver. And right now, gold and silver are dirt cheap. They're really, really inexpensive. And keep in mind, the stocks could drop pretty suddenly to something like 18,000, 15,000, even lower, you see. So it's not worth it. I mean, next year the markets will go back up again, but what's the point of losing it?
Wait. How do you know there's going to be a next year?
Well, I have faith in the universe. Let's put it that way.
I'm being quasi-facetious.
I'm certainly hopeful that I haven't lived my last year yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, so stocks, you know, it's definitely possible that stocks could drop to 15,000. You know, I'm talking about the Dow. And, you know, it's, I don't know, 30-some thousand right now, 31 or 33 or something like that. And, you know, there's no point in losing it. So just get out of it. if you don't want to buy gold and silver, you know, stick with cash. You'll be able to do something with it for sure. And you'll be able to reinvest next year. The markets will go back up again. But what's the point of losing it this year? I mean, if you're a trader, great, have at it. You'll have fun. But for the average investor, 401k, IRA, right, this is not a time to be in
that. Okay. Well, the White House, here's an illegitimate, unelected, brain-damaged, but is he? I'm beginning to wonder now if it might not be a double, or they've found some incredible technology to inject him with that is making that man able to stand up and read a teleprompter reasonably effectively. I'm not saying he's an orator. I'm just saying he can read the goddamn
right
teleprompter. What have they done to this drooling idiot to enable him to pull this off?
Well, I think you have a different Biden. You know, we've never had the real Biden ever since inauguration. We've never had the real Biden. So,
no, that guy was a drooling moron. And I agree. I think he was replaced early on, if he was replaced at all.
I think he was replaced, yeah.
And they had plenty of time to do it.
Yeah, and they did. So now, one of the things that's happening right now, actually, is that there's a lot of direct talk revealing truth, especially about situations that you may have thought occurred differently. This is Mercury trine Mars and opposite Jupiter. So this is a truth revelation type cycle.
Okay.
So, and with this kind of setup, it looks like the facts are pretty conclusive from a legal perspective, but it's worth reviewing the data and understanding it at a deeper level. So we've got Mars sextile Jupiter, got Mercury trine Mars, Mars sextile Jupiter, and Mercury opposite Jupiter. So this is a little group of guys that are getting together and revealing truth. Now, oops, are we out of time already?
No. If you have a lot of material, go ahead. We'll pass the break and you keep going. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So at this, so these cycles, I will say, were recently well illustrated by a guy who's a veteran named Derek Johnson. And he recently started explaining why Trump is president by law, not related to election fraud, by law. And he made a great case. He cites military, federal, and constitutional law, military symbols, optics, and operations. And if I were in a jury, I would say he won his case. So I recommend anybody who is not understanding what I'm talking about here to go watch Derek Johnson. And that is a very excellent example of this Mercury trine Mars and opposite Jupiter and Mars sextile to Jupiter. All the law stuff is right there. Now, Mercury is going to go retrograde next Friday on September 9th. It's already slowing down, so you may be having some problems with computers or phones or cars, etc. And it's going to last through October 2nd. Mercury retrograde is notorious for challenging communications, travel. Traffic is usually slow or stopped. There's more car breakdowns and accidents. Computers crash or act crazy. Phones do that too, tablets, all that stuff. And miscommunications and mistakes are common. And this year, you have to watch out for vaccidents, people who took the vaccine and should not be driving.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah, really. So, and I just want people to remember this, there's nothing personal about this. You know, if things are not going your way, it's just the universe trying to slow everyone down so we can learn something, catch up, fix things, do some research, recycle things, review things, rethink things, etc. So don't take it personally. But it's particularly noteworthy that this Mercury retrograde has two truth-telling cycles. So it's got Mercury opposite Jupiter and Mercury trine Pluto. Now, I just talked about Mercury opposite Jupiter, and it's interesting that We had Mercury trine Pluto back in May when we had the last retrograde. So now this seems to be a big theme this year, is that we're going to tell the truth. We're going to expose all this stuff, right? So that's coming up for this entire Mercury retrograde, and it will actually continue through about the middle of October. So it's a pretty major theme going on here with this Mercury retrograde. Now, Mercury is going to move forward on October 2nd, but it's going to remain very slow. It's at a stop on October 2nd, so you shouldn't expect things to move forward quickly. It takes a little time Mercury to get moving.
How wide is this October 2nd stop you're talking about? Over how many different areas will it influence?
Well, it just basically influences forward progress. Your communication,
But this is a wide panorama of forward progress. In other words, it slows everything down.
Well, whatever you're trying to move forward, whatever project you're trying to accomplish, you know, it's just in general, Mercury doesn't like being stopped, and we don't like it either. But when it's stopped, guess what? We are too. We don't get too much choice on that one.
Now, that doesn't say. All right, how do we work free will into this? Because we always have free will, and we can make things happen, even when the stars say not
and
a good
time. And we do. We just
I just want people to keep that in mind. Don't stop.
And we do. And sometimes you can't make it work the way you want to, but you can come up with an alternative that's better than what you may have had available. So, you know, it's not necessarily that you have to be completely stopped, but it helps if you're in alignment with Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is great for catching up, fixing things, finding mistakes, rethinking decisions and coming to maybe a different conclusion or maybe the same one, but you're more clear on it, you see. So as long as you're in alignment with it, it's easier. It's when you're out of alignment and you're trying to go 90 miles down the freeway of life when it's telling you to slow down that you get into trouble. So now the full moon on September 10th, we get surprising changes with that full moon on September 10th, and it's just the day after Mercury goes retrograde. So things are pretty slow in terms of forward progress. But what's coming to light at that time are surprising changes by leaders, which are liked by the public. So the Sun and Moon are opposite. The Sun is trine to Uranus. The Moon is sextile to Uranus. And there's some happy changes that are occurring. Now, those could be legal changes. They could be healthcare, educational, or international policy changes. That's because Uranus is in the ninth house. And these changes could also impact the daily life or the health of the public because Uranus rules the sixth house of that chart for the full moon. Now, what's also coming to light at that time is confusion, uncertainty, or deception, especially related to international relationships. This is Sun opposite Neptune and Moon conjunct Neptune. So that part is not so good. And the Sun opposite Neptune can actually indicate confusion or deception on the part of leaders. And the Sun is in the first house, which could mean it's on the part of our leader. Not too good. And this cycle is going to peak on September 16th, and it stays in range through September 23rd. Now, at the full moon, it also looks like we don't know how to get what we want. This is Venus square Mars, and Venus is conjunct the ascendant. So this is very highlighted. And this is likely related to financial issues, both individually and collectively. And the cycle is just coming in range at that time. It's going to peak on September 16th. And so I just recommend prayer of leading, you know, ask the universe, you know, what's your best steps, your best next steps, or if you're trying to choose between something, ask it, you know, is this for me? And if so, expand it, and if not, take it away. So that way you can get a clear answer about what to do. Now, there is definitely a major fly in the ointment for stock markets. Now, that's Mars sesquiquadrate Pluto at the full moon. So, see, it's already showing up this early in September. So it's rough for stocks and other types of investments. And it could also be a stuck issue that negatively impacts the country's reputation. Now, that's going to peak on September 10th. And it's in range September 5th through the 13th. So this would normally be a shorter cycle, but Mars is already slowing down in preparation for its retrograde next, which will start at the end of next month. So we already have some challenges with that situation. Now, we do have a nice cycle in the middle of the month for unexpected money to show up. Now, this is really good because we really need it. And this is Venus trine Uranus, can bring in unexpected money and or unexpected love, which is nice, too. So, and this can indicate volatility in stocks, but it's primarily a good financial cycle. Now, Venus is in the sign of Virgo at this time. And so it's going to help to shore up the. It's weak in that sign. Venus is weak in the sign of Virgo. So this cycle will help to shore up revenue. And it's in range September 14th through the 25th, and it peaks on September 19th. Now, unfortunately, we have another cycle which is not so good right after that one. Now, this one is about money dissolving or missing money or financial uncertainty or financial deception. All of those things are possible. It's basically associated with money disappearing or confusion regarding finances. So any of you guys who don't remember that you spent that money three times, this is when you find out your mistake, and that's not too much fun. So you want to double-check.
I've never been able to spend money three times the same way.
Well, you think you
three
have
sets
the money.
Of books, I guess.
No, you think you have the money, and so you spend it. But you forget you spent it, and so you spend it again.
That's a pretty interesting derangement. I was thinking there'd be more planning involved.
I just happened to watch a few people that have done that a few times. Okay, so now you just want to make sure that, you know, your financial records are accurate, your bank, credit card, loans, crypto, stock, whatever statements are accurate, because you may discover inaccuracies. Now, this cycle is in range September 18th through the 29th, and it peaks on September 24th. So this comes, like, just a few days after the good cycle. So use your unexpected money to help offset any losses or financial confusion that may occur with that. Now, we are going to have an equinox on September 22nd. This is the fall equinox, and it occurs late on September 22nd at 9:05 p.m. Eastern Time and then 6:05 p.m. Pacific Time. And the reason this is an important chart is because it gives you a preview of what's going to happen for the next 3 months until the winter solstice. So now, and that's why we look at this chart, because it's actually pretty important in terms of what kind of energies we have coming up. So now, and then remember, this is only on September 22nd, and there's six planets are retrograde at that time. So, I mean, we're not even to Mars retrograde when you just really can't make new starts.
How rare is that?
Well,
six
is a lot. Not really a lot. Yeah, you know, we frequently have the outer planets. You know, maybe three or four outer planets at a certain time of year that are retrograde, but six is really a lot. And so this really is no time to start a new project, trying to get people to stop going in that direction. This is not the time. So there are unexpected structural changes, and that's the situation we have with Uranus square Saturn. Now, at that time, Saturn square Uranus is only 8 minutes from its closest point. It's extremely tight, very, very close. So it's suggesting that for the entire fourth quarter, we're going to be having a lot of serious disruptions. And one of those disruptions is it looks like severe weather, at least potentially, for the East Coast. And that could be due to very high winds. I'm not sure which way. It could be a hurricane. You know, that's a possibility.
Could it be Russian nuclear warhead tsunami?
I can hardly hear you. Could it be what now?
Sorry. Russian nuclear warheads going off under the ocean creating tsunamis?
Oh, my God, I hope not.
But, I mean, is that in,
that would be horrible.
Is that in the ballpark? Is that in the realm of things that you're seeing, something radical?
Well,
you talk about climate,
radical.
And
that would be pretty radical, yeah.
That's a geological climate issue, but it still could be called a climate issue.
And, of course, we know that HARP can do severe weather as well. So it doesn't even have to be the Russians, right? It could be our own people.
No.
You know,
if the Russians do it, it would be in retaliation. That's my sense.
I see. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but it's pretty severe looking for the East Coast. And, of course, we do have the potential for money disappearing. Now, that can be inflation. It could be corruption. We have growth challenges emphasized, and along with deception and potential military action. So, I mean, this is not a very happy-looking situation, you see, and that's this month. You know, it's not even next month, you know, when things get also pretty rough. So now, I would just say the theme of this fall equinox appears to be disruption and unexpected changes, plus, you know, the severe weather for the East Coast. So that's Uranus conjunct the ascendant. Now, the ascendant is for Washington, D.C., but, you know, that could be anywhere along the East Coast, but particularly in that area. Could be pretty rough. The cycle is the Saturn square Uranus cycle is very, very highlighted in the chart. It's exactly conjunct the ascendant and the midheaven. It's just really super strong. So and it's very exact, very exact. So it's very intense. And Saturn square Uranus is going to stay within 1 degree range through October 23rd. Now, that is its most intense phase, but it will stay in range all the way through January 1st. So it looks like money could disappear. And so, you know, we're going to have to watch throughout the entire fall and into winter because this could also be an inflation issue or a devaluation of the dollar, you know, that sort of thing. And remember, as I was saying earlier, we have to watch to see if the euro collapses, because if Europe collapses, the euro will follow. And that would only give us 2 weeks maximum before our dollar would collapse, and you'd have to be out of your dollar in order to salvage it. Now, so if you do have a stock portfolio, which I hope you won't. bank accounts, credit cards, you're going to need to keep tabs on your financial records. And you may see stocks crashing even this month. So I want you to be paying close attention. Better to just get out, just to get out. Now, at this time, there's a cycle that's close to peaking. That's very helpful.
Isn't it a question? Isn't it true that the great majority of stock market investing is corporate now? It's not the individual.
Yes.
75%, I think, is fair. Now, they're not going to get out, but you're telling Mr. and Mrs. America to get the hell out. Not
well,
the corporations.
I don't know that they're not going to get out. Let's put it this way. You see, with cycles, you can't necessarily know what the trigger is. All you can see is that the certain cycles that are associated with certain activities are occurring. And it's a very hard concept to imagine that this is actually true. But if the cycles are not there, it won't happen. It just won't happen. And so the cycles are actually telling you it can or it cannot happen, depending on what the cycles are and what you're planning to do, you see. So it's not as though the corporate investors are planning to get out, but something will probably occur that will trigger them to get out. You see, it's not something that we can see right now. It's not happening today, although there are stocks dropping as we speak. You know, the cycles are just telling you what's, you know, the probability. Just like I gave you a probability that we'll only have 30% chance of having the election.
Okay.
You see.
Yeah.
It's not telling me why or how it might not happen. It's just telling me it's very unlikely. You see, that it doesn't tell you. Yeah, right?
I got it.
It doesn't.
I
yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So the other thing that's going on now, okay, so just to make sure everybody's remembering, Mars is conjuncting Uranus. At that time, and so and that's coming in range then heliocentrically, so we could have higher volatility in the markets, and that is part of the equinox cycle or chart that we had. Now, the other thing that's close to peaking, which is actually helpful, is Mars trine Saturn. Now, this is a cycle that's very helpful for planning and implementing plans. Mars trine Saturn is a really good, positive cycle. And it's going to peak for the first time late on September 27th. And then it's actually going to stay in range into December. So we have it for quite a while. And this particular cycle is associated with military action. So it could be something that we see happen here. It could happen in another country. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, these cycles are global, so it doesn't necessarily mean that it's in our country. But we have another Mars trine Saturn cycle happening with the U.S. chart at this time, which could suggest between the two of them that it is happening in the U.S. So we will see. Now, on the other hand, you've got the Mars square Neptune. That cycle can indicate low energy, illness, cold, flu, that kind of stuff. It can also indicate deceptive actions and confusion about which action to take next. I think that is probably the most likely way most people will experience it, although they may experience low energy or colds or flu, that sort of thing as well. But there will be so much uncertainty as to what's going on and where things are going to land that people will not be able to make plans easily because they won't know what's going to be in place come the new year. So that's one of the bigger problems with this particular preview of Q4, is that we just don't know. We don't know what's going on. Now, if the military have not taken action to take back the country by that time, by September 22nd.
You mean the the gay LGBTQ gangbanger military?
There's got to be a few straight guys left.
There are,
yes. Okay. So now, if they have not taken action by that time, there is a possibility that they could do so at that time. So we'll just have to wait and see. That's one of the possibilities with that chart. And, of course, since it is a chart that is a preview for 90 days, that possibility is there for the entire 90 days.
Okay.
So let me talk about the new moon, which is on September 25th. This is looking possibly like some type of financial system transition. We're getting back into truth revelations and, of course, deception. Oh, my God, I'm sick of looking at it. Okay, so what's getting started at the new moon on September 25th is an entrenched, challenging financial issue from the past. Now, this is the sun and moon conjunct, and they're both sesquiquadrate Saturn and sesquiquadrate Uranus. Saturn is still square Uranus. Uranus is in the second house, ruling the 12th. Saturn's in the 12th house, ruling the 11th and 12th. So these cycles are peaking September 25th and 26th, and we are just days away from Venus conjoining this configuration and confirming that there is an entrenched mess of financial issues. So this is a big deal, because think about it. October 1st is when the new financial budget starts for the U.S. government, and this is happening right before that's happening. So if this is a transition to a new financial system, it's a mess. It's a stuck mess.
A new system like a plastic card, a social credit score?
Yeah, digital.
What are we talking
digital,
about here?
Yeah.
A VAT?
Well,
a national
that's
VAT?
Not an impossibility. I mean, I don't know. It's
okay.
Just
a national VAT tax? See, that's where we need to go, a national VAT tax or a state VAT tax.
We need another tax, of course, yeah.
No, wait. You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
You need to do that in order to get rid of the IRS forever. You cannot double the force of the IRS and arm 80,000 new agents to go into people's homes with the power to kill them. You can't do that. That's not going
to
work.
Well, that's why you have to have your gun, right? that's just the reality of our situation right now. You got to have something to defend yourself. So,
it's true.
You know, if the government's not going to defend you, then you got to defend yourself. That's all there is to it.
Yep.
I'm just trying to point out that this is a serious situation, because these are entrenched issues. They don't move. They don't resolve easily. They're not dynamic, you see.
Yeah.
So they're stuck. And this might be due to an attempt to grow when the structures are not yet able to support that. I mean, you're always hearing attempts by the government to throw money that we don't have at problems that we can't afford to fix. So, you know, that's just an insane possibility. So growth always sounds nice, but actually it always comes with chaos, and you have to manage that by putting appropriate structures in place before you grow, and they don't have it. They don't have those structures, so it's a mess. Now, it could also suggest challenges to the judicial system, meaning the courts, the judges, and Congress. And it can also be challenges to the educational system or the healthcare system. So now these are going to peak on September 25th and 26th, and they're in range September 20th through October 2nd. So so. We'll see what happens with that. It's just a bad mess. So that's why I really try to get people to be out of the stock market, because we don't know what's going to happen economically. Now, with any luck at all, there's a Venus trine Pluto cycle that could release some funds to help jumpstart the economy and suggest that consumers could start spending. So we'll see how that works out. Venus is not strong in the sign of Virgo, but trine Pluto, it might be enough to make things work out. We'll have to see. And we still have Mars square Neptune, and that's the deception and confusion, and it's just not good. And also keep in mind, Mars square Neptune is related to serious election fraud, and it's questionable, of course, if we're going to have an election, but if we do have one, it will be full of fraud. There is absolutely no question. It is full of fraud. So the other thing to remember about Mars square Neptune is it can indicate an attack on the immune system. So, you know, get your immune system supplements. Get ready to use them, because you're going to need them this fall. And lastly, we still have that crazy cycle with Venus peaking on October 1st, the first day that we have the new budget for the U.S. So that is definitely a problem. Okay. It looks like my time is up, and I want to remind everybody that we have good timing guides available for 2023, both printed and digitally. And we have newsletters that will give you lots of information with email updates each week, and consultations to get you through this insane period of time that we're about to enter. How about that? And go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you finish, please.
I was just going to say you can call to schedule at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And my website is PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S, Business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, Guides, G-U-I-D-E-S.com.
You got to change that to Gerwick.com. Come
on. That would be short, wouldn't it?
Why don't you look into that?
I might have to do that, yeah. Okay, so do you have any questions?
You covered a lot of ground. You took no prisoners. It doesn't sound good. It sounds like it's going to be a distinct challenge to all men and women of goodwill, not to mention those of poor health or ill will. It's not good out there. It is not good.
It's rough, but I say, let's keep a positive vision for how this works out so that we create that positive possibility.
Got it. Okay.
Okay?
Okay, Ms. Madeline, thank you. And,
you're welcome.
A lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah. Stay safe.
I hope you can get everything ready. I know you are. So.
Okay, thank you. You take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Coming up next, a lot more. How's that? We'll be right back.